Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Not all spices are created equal. Not all spices are created equal. Not all spices are created equal. Spice Islands take extra steps to capture flavor in their spices, like buying many of them whole from around the world and mailing them in-house to release their flavors shortly before bottling.
Because
Spice Island's mission is to help everyday cooks create dishes with extraordinary flavor using their premium quality spices. For more spice tips and recipes, visit spiceislands.com/offbook. And while you're there,
print a coupon to try Spice Islands for yourself and taste the difference.
Premium makes.
Amen.
I need a computer.
Oh, yes, it's a laptop.
I need something that can make me feel like so alive. Let me just take on the day. I need the Acer Swift 5.
Yes, I think it is in my future. I think it's my fate. From its ultra-thin design that is so lightweight to its high-res
touchscreen.
Give me that Acer, you know what I mean?
Ooh. Everyone's like, ooh, your computer's not Acer. What are you doing? The Acer Swift 5 offers cutting edge computing. Yeah, go to Acer.com and click on store. Enter the coupon code OFFBOOK. And then if you want more at the checkout, you'll get 10% off front plus free ground shipping on a Swift Series laptop that is not forgiving on your tasks. It will do them. It will do them quite well, including already discounted models. You can tell.
Offer valid through April 30th, 2018, and limited to one per qualified order.
Yeah.
Windows Hello, the password is you. Windows 10.
Yeah, rap. What?
And I'll say it again. I say, Windows Hello, the password is you. Windows 10.
That's right. We won't say it again.
We out.
Welcome.
Off book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello! What's up, everybody?
Wow, hello. Hi.
This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
With Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
That's Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings on the keys. All 88 of them? That's a full length you got right there. Yeah, he's counting them, but we'll check. We'll check back in with
Looks
Scott.
Looks good.
There he is, idiot. We got producer Dana in the room. We got engineer
Brett.
We got a guest who's rad as hell.
Guys, boy, are we so excited to have this guest.
Boy,
Get ready. She's written for Funny or Die, an upcoming Amazing Comedy Central show. She's in my literal favorite show to ever exist at UCB. We're gross with her very own namesake. Please welcome Gilly Missy.
I was named after myself.
Whoa.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Gilly, how are you?
Jessica, I'm great. I smile a lot when I'm around you guys. You guys are like Care Bears of joy.
Oh my gosh. Takes one to know one.
Ooh, if you could have any Care Bear, as I understand it, the Care Bears have like symbols on their stomachs or something, right?
That's right.
And
that's
they mean something, but I don't know what it is. But if you were a Care Bear and you had a symbol of your on your stomach, what would it be? And also, would you be a bear or would you be one of those like not Care Bear? Like there's like a lion.
There is like a lion.
Yeah, and they have their own name. Someone just said it to me. It's like.
Did it involve cousins?
Care, yes. They're the Care Cousins or something.
Thank you so much, because not knowing a thing that you mentioned is always the least interesting story. But it so threw me off that I got angry, and then I realized, like, I don't think I can hack it as a Care Bear.
Well, but you definitely can. So what animal are you going to be?
I thought the lion was pretty rad.
Yeah.
So maybe I would be a Care Bear with a lion on my stomach.
Whoa. That's awesome.
That's double dipping. Move. How about you?
Well, I think I would be a wallaby, a Care Bear cousin, and I probably have a lightning bolt.
Yeah, I think that's
very
correct.
Cool.
That's
yeah,
right for you.
Thanks.
I think I'd be a dolphin.
Okay.
I think it'd have sunglasses on. So it was either that or another dolphin.
Is he living in the sea or is he a land dolphin?
He's a sky dolphin.
Of course,
Yeah.
And we will accept fan art of those three animals.
Please, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to say that we're not going to release any episodes until we get the fan art.
But this one we will hold until we receive it, which is going to be tricky because how will you know what to...
I meant like after this one, we'll give him a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we don't get... Truly, thousands of submissions.
We're done with off book. We should start holding our listeners ransom with demands for things
we
want.
That's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea.
First,
okay.
Let them know what you want. Only fair.
What we want is fan art of those three
characters. A dolphin with sunglasses.
Or another
dolphin.
A bear
with a lion and a wallaby with a lightning bolt. Now, I do understand that I've made it slightly difficult because... A wallaby does have a pouch, but you can figure it out.
Draw it on the pouch.
Yeah, no. Really an obstacle.
Or don't really involve it. Rocco is a wallaby, and we're not seeing that pouch line.
I'm going to sweeten the pot a little bit. And by sweeten, I mean make the pot harder and more difficult to accomplish. Hey, Scott, what's your animal?
Zebra.
Zebra with a what?
A zebra with a balloon.
Scott truly has never looked more like sad that we were throwing to him.
Scott has never cared less about any question.
He was like, "Oh my gosh, honestly, is this happening? A zebra, but a zebra with a balloon? He knocked it out of the park.
He knocked it out of the park. That is a French Care Bear. He definitely is French.
Yeah, throw a beret on that guy.
And he wears a red balloon.
Oh, we go now to Paris.
To Gay Paris.
As a red balloon floats over the Champs-Élysées, cafes, up, 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 all the way through the Eiffel Tower and around the Arc de Triomphe, and now it's hanging out on the top of the Louvre Pyramid. These are things in Paris.
Rouge ballon, comment ça va, rouge ballon? Rouge ballon, rouge ballon. Comment ça va, rouge ballon?
La 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 beautiful day. Oh, I will walk and I will paint you, balloon. Come over here, you pesky balloon. I want to paint your beautiful visage.
Bonjour. Are you going to paint that beautiful ballon rouge?
I'm trying, but it is floating away from me.
That is the thing about the balloons. They are always floating away into the, how do you say, sky?
Bonjour, mon ami.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Have you perhaps seen my lost balloon?
Oh. Mademoiselle, is that your balloon up in the sky, there?
We had a fight, a lover's quarrel, you see, and nothing is flightier than the sweet, magnificent balloon.
A lover's quarrel, you say?
With a balloon?
Oh, that is so sad. There is nothing worse than seeing a sad girl walk on a bridge looking for her balloon.
Oui. And I am so sad. Sadder than the clown over there who pretends he is in box.
That trapped clown. He is so, how sad.
Oui.
Oh, how can we help you get back to your... La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La vie en rose. La 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 la.
Mademoiselle, we will help you today. For every balloon must come down somewhere, somewhere. Rouge Ballon, come back down.
Rouge Ballon, Ballon Rouge, Ballon Rouge,
Ballon Rouge,
Ballon Rouge.
Well, it floated away. Mm-hmm. Well, was it? I guess this balloon was your lover?
Oui.
Well, that is it. I said, Perry is the place for all love stories. How did you fall in love with such a balloon?
Oh, the balloon and I have been friends since I was a little girl. You came to my birthday party, you see. We were introduced by a mutual friend, the party magician.
Oh, the party... Well, perhaps the party magician will know where the balloon would head.
Oh, that would be wonderful. We have not spoken for many years.
Jacques, we have a clue.
We have a clue. And I, Jacques Le Magnifique, and my assistant...
Claude!
Le Magnifique, as well, will be on your case. What is your name?
I did not ask for you to do this.
Oh, do you not want... For Jacques and Claude are the best PIs in Paris.
As long as we're here, why not?
I like to paint and Jacques likes to cook, but in our spare time
we're solving crimes.
Mostly crimes of the heart.
Crimes of passion. Crimes of the strong and the weak. There is no crime that can't be solved by Jacques and Claude Fantastique.
Crimes where your lover disappears and you do not know where he went. Crimes where you were cooking a breakfast but your spatula was too bent.
Jacques Fantastique and Claude Fantastique. It is not our given name, we are not related. No, we are just Jacques Fantastique and
Claude Fantastique.
And there is no crime we can't beat.
If you are crying against the window pane, or if you left your suitcase on the train,
chugga 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 choo,
either of these we can solve in a wink, because we are Claude and Jacques Fantastique.
Jacques Fantastique and Claude Fantastique will solve any crime in under a week.
Under a week, that's a guarantee.
Jacques Fantastique and Claude Fantastique.
We solve the mystery of whatever your heart sees.
What is your name, mademoiselle?
I am Marie. It is a pleasure to meet you both.
Marie.
Sometimes we need to roll the names in our mouths to see how they feel.
Is my name a clue?
Yes, we do roll it around your mouth. You see if it is a clue or not. Much like tasting a fine wine.
Or much like mixing some beautiful paints for... I do not know if we told you this, but I paint and Jacques cooks. Yes, but we are... Yes, we.
Fantastic private investigator. And together we are super chouette, which means it's super cool.
Super cool. So, Marie, this magician, we shall find him and we shall ask him the first clue. And I think I know how to find this magician. We will ask this man in a box who cries. Man in a box, I'm going to knock on your invisible box. Oh, thank you for making the sound, Jacques. Now, this man, he cannot speak, but he can point us the way.
Yes, perhaps, Mary, we will ask the questions and you interpret what the man in the box is saying to us.
That would be très bien.
Mm. Okay, man in the box. Okay. Let me think. Okay. Man in the box, how did you get in the box in the first place?
He's doing a kind of chin scratch, so maybe he's thinking.
He's thinking, he's thinking, he's thinking. I think he was born in the box.
That's what it means.
Man in the box. Do you know a magician who likes to work at children's parties?
He's nodding his head, so it either means yes or he's shooing away a fly.
Okay, Is there a fly man in a box?
He's nodding his head again, which means
there's either a fly or he is saying yes, there is a fly.
Okay, man in the box, can you help us to know where the fly is?
He's nodding his head, which means he can either help us. He's confirming that there's a fly or there's just a fly, and he's not confirming.
Oh, no, Schrodinger's clown, Schrodinger's clown. It is hard to tell what is up or down with Schrodinger's clown, Schrodinger's clown. There is and is not a fly.
Okay, let's just table the fly for a second.
Okay, moving on from the fly.
Moving on from the fly. Okay, would I find this magician close to where we are?
He's shrugging his shoulders.
Okay, so there's either no way to know or now there are two flies on his shoulders. Man in the box, are there now two flies or do you not have any information for us guys?
He's shrugging his shoulders
and
again,
nodding his head.
So there is either confirmation or three flies, or there's one fly, or there's just two flies on his shoulder and he doesn't know.
Let's leave the man in the box.
You're right.
Let's leave the man in the box.
Goodbye.
No clues for us. He did unlock, so
let's leave the man in the box.
Okay, I'm very sorry.
That felt like it should have worked, but it's okay.
It's okay. Mary, you have such a kind and understanding heart. I cannot understand why a balloon will leave you.
That's very interesting you say that. The balloon, he says, I am cruel.
Have you done cruel, cruel things? You need to tell me and Jacques so that we truly know what we are getting in for?
There are no villains or heroes in mysteries, only two sides of the coin.
That's very, good, very kind of you to say.
Thank you.
The balloon, he gets angry with me because, you see, I sleep in the middle of the bed. Where one might think I sleep on the right side or on the left
side. No, you sleep in the middle like some sort of sprawled out Da Vinci-esque character with four arms and four legs sprawled out in all directions.
It's true. I sleep like the starfish in my queen-size bed.
Is that perhaps because your bed is a so comfortable Lisa mattress with perhaps three types of foam, one for breathability, just many types of foam, all of which are very good for Lisa mattresses?
So you know it.
Oh.
Oh, way.
Way.
Well, that does not sound like cruelty worthy of a balloon leaving you. I appreciate your honesty. Do not cry, Marie.
Sacre bleu! A poster is right there for someone named Martine Le Magnifique.
Martine?
Some sort of magnificent Martine? Perhaps this is the magician?
Ha, ha, ha! Someone has summoned Martine Magnifique!
A man has appeared in a ball of smoke and flames!
That's my favorite preferred entrance. That way everybody knows the party has started!
Whoa! Martine, you are surely the most magnifique magician I have ever seen, and I am fantastique, so to see magnifique, well, I know it when I see
it. Yes, fantastic, right. Recognize magnifique.
Hey, game recognize game. What? Fantastic, recognize magnifique.
That is what I was saying, Martin.
Yes? My specialty is reiterating what people are already trying to insinuate.
Not magic?
You insinuate, I reiterate, and then secondary is magic.
Whoa.
Seems like this guy might have some of the information we are looking for, Claude.
You know what? I have some information for you.
Oh, I see what's happening.
We insinuate and then he reiterates and then we get to the clue. We insinuate and he reiterates. That's what you and I will do. So, Martin, it is so good to see you, and I like that you came in a plume of smoke. We are here to solve the mystery of a missing balloon, no joke. You have information about the balloon.
Yes, that's right. I can tell you things about the balloon.
Oh, for we insinuate and
you reiterate
that is what we'll do.
We insinuate and
I reiterate that's how we get the clue.
Woo! I came in a plume of smoke and gave you quite a shock. But I wanted everyone to know that it's party o'clock. You're looking for somebody. It's make you feel crazy like a loon. But if you ask politely, Martin will tell you where to find the balloon.
Oh, we insinuate and you reiterate
that is what we'll do.
We insinuate and you reiterate
that's how we find the balloon. I think you're about to tell us because we've built your trust. Then we will all have a party at party o'clock. Parties we will get to or bust.
And I can't wait to solve this crime, whether it is gross or pretty. We must get by the end of party o'clock to a party city. We insinuate and you
reiterate
that is what we do. It's how
we'll find the balloon.
You're right, it's Party City.
The balloon is at Party City. Wow, we got there.
There are so many Party Cities. Which country is Party City?
Right here in France, of course.
Oh, good. More French-speaking people will be in this building.
Phew, but also, Jacques, you are missing. We are lucky we do not have to travel before, you know, we have to solve this in a week.
Within a week. We are like Mary-Kate and Ashley. They will solve any crime by dinner time. We solve any crime within a week because by dinner time is truly not enough time.
Mary,
also, you when solved you're French, it you have in 7 days.
Mary, did we tell you that Jacques and myself, we are inspired by the Olsen twins.
Oh, this, you know, Mary-Kate Olsen, this Ashley Olsen, even the brother Trent Olsen and the littlest sister Lizzie Olsen, who has now become known as Elizabeth Olsen
and has
arguably
a very good career ahead of her.
Eclipsed everyone in the acting department. But these Olsen sisters, they were so pure in their quest for truth and uncovering mysteries far and wide in the Olsen and Olsen Mysteries Agency.
I feel like I would know exactly what Mary-Kate and Ashley would say to us if they were here.
Oh, thank you for loving us like you can really bear us. You're imagining we're with you like when we made our movie Passport to Paris. We saw
mysteries, and that is true, but you are a part
partnership, remember it takes two.
We solve crimes by dinner time. We solve crimes by dinner time. We are with you where you travel, near and far, because we are your North Dual Star.
But that's not all. Trent's here too.
Yay!
Thanks for being here, Trent.
No problem.
You're such a cool dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool. Who's Trent?
Our older brother,
Trent Olson.
Trent Olson? Yeah, I sure got screwed because Elizabeth and James have a clothing line, but nothing with my name on it, so most average consumers have never heard of me.
Well, we've heard of you, and we love you.
Yeah, I love quoting you guys all the time.
Sure, things like, I am the cute one, and
brother for sale.
And, you got it, dude, and hey, don't bother me, mister.
Or, hang up the laundry, or time to go to Africa.
Yep.
All those things were... we said.
We've had so many adventures, slumber parties and fun ones. I personally really liked winning London. I know I'm gonna do deep cuts now, 'cause that's Mary Kate's deal. We once had one that was called Our Lips Are Sealed, but I know that you're not interested. But here's one, if you want, you can win it. Our only theatrical release in the last 10 years was New York Minute. Mary-Kate and Ashley Facts. Mary-Kate and Ashley Facts.
I got some.
In a New York Minute.
Ooh, but guys, remember,
everything can change.
Your goal might be 1 in a million, but by the time we were 18, Dual Star Productions was worth $1 billion.
And we've got a clothing line, but it's clear to all to see, our true passion was always
solving mysteries.
Well, it was like they were here.
It was like they were here whispering their tiny twin voices in my ear. Not so tiny anymore. They are full grown
women. They are
women.
And also, I don't know that they helped us, but they did give me a spark to say, yes, I can do it. I can solve this crime.
And yes, I can sell my brother for only 50 cents. We like to hug him. We like to bug him.
And yes, if one day Jacques and I break up and years down the road they say, please get back together for a reboot, I can say no.
No, we will not do
this
anymore.
I have left this in the past.
It is what is done is done.
What
goodbye.
Is done is done. I have already filled up my house. I will not fill it up anymore.
But quick, we must travel now to the party city to find the Ballon Rouge. Will they find the Ballon Rouge in the party city? What role do the Olsen sisters have to play in all this? Will Marie be reunited with her love? Find out when we return to the thrilling second act of
A Balloon in Paris!
Oh, everybody, to the doers, the dreamers, the explorers, whatever it is that motivates you to work harder.
The firefighters.
The dream weavers.
The dolphin trainers.
The homecoming queens.
The fishmongers.
The people who are really good at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, the Dairy Queen. The Dairy Kings and Queens of the Dairy King.
All of you who stay up later and dedicate yourself to your passion, Acer supports you.
How? By building a laptop designed to exceed your expectations.
Meet the Acer Swift 5.
Acer took incredibly light and matched it with incredibly powerful to give you reliability on the go.
Equipped with a high-definition IPS touchscreen and powerful 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor, the Acer Swift 5 helps you reach your full potential.
What are you waiting for? Go to Acer.com, click on Store, and enter coupon code OFFBOOK at checkout to receive 10% off, plus free ground shipping on a Swift
Swift Series laptop, including already discounted models.
Offer valid through April 30th, 2018, and limited to one per qualified order.
All you need is one. All you need is love. All you need is the Acer Swift 5. Windows, hello? The password is you.
Windows 10.
Every time we say that, I think it's an activation phrase for, like, Russian sleeper spies to wake up and do their thing. It's not that. I looked it up. It's a thing that makes sense.
Would that be out there if it was?
Yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't tell us if it was.
Welcome back!
When we last left, Jacques and Claude were helping Marie find her lost love, a red balloon. And the Olsen twins were in all of our hearts, as they are and will always be. What will happen next on A Ballon in Paris?
Hi, welcome to Party City!
Oh, welcome to Party City!
Welcome to Party City!
Everyone, great practice greetings.
That sounded very welcoming, very excited.
I felt like the party was already happening.
I felt like if there was a place where one person could come to find one store that has every single thing that they need to have a good time for any occasion, they would have felt it right there.
That's right.
We could do all kinds of parties here at this Party City, and, you know, we're an American corporation, but we gotta let France know that we could do fancy French parties,
of
too.
Course. Oh my gosh, we have chafing dishes.
Yeah.
We have Sterno. We have those things.
We have those.
We legitimately have those things.
We have disposable cheese plates. We have disposable cheese cutting knives. We have those things.
If your party is little, if your party is big, if you want a cool bat tablecloth or a bright red rig, or a bright red wig is what I meant to say. This is the city where you can party.
If you're having a party around a holiday, we have everything. We have cups and knives and plates. If you're having a party just to say, hey, what's up? We have tablecloths, balloons, and tons of different cups. If you want a Mylar balloon, oh yeah, we have got Mylar that for balloons. You. We also have all the nitty gritty. This is the city where you can party.
Is it Halloween and you need a Batman costume? Then you could come here and we can get that for you.
We can!
If you want some champagne flutes but you don't want them expensive, you can come right here and we will get them for you cheap!
Do you want a hat that is a baseball cat but it's got ears like an owl or ears like a cat? Or do you want a bunch of candy that's stored in bins? This is where your party adventure begins. If your party is little,
if your party is big,
if your party is fancy, if your party has wigs, if your party's for cows or chickens or pigs, all of the parties will be pretty at the Party City. Hey!
We did it.
Thank you guys for letting me join the team here. I used to work over at Costco, and of course, we had all the same supplies as you guys, not to disparage the good name of Party City, but I always felt that it was too scattered. I couldn't spread myself so thin.
I mean, yes, you had party supplies, but you also had straight-up patio furniture.
Yeah, I can't, my brain can't function with all that stuff going on.
Costco employees, get over here real quick. I just want to talk about the things that we have real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because we're losing a lot of people, and I feel like it's because our brand is maybe not as, like, linear as it should be.
Well, sure, people ask me what we have here, and I say, probably.
If you want, like, batteries, but you need a lot, like, maybe more batteries than anyone's ever got.
If you want a tub of vitamins, we have those vitamins. We have those vitamins.
If you want ketchup, but like a lot, not just one ketchup, like 10 ketchups is what you got.
If you want some hummus that you won't be able to eat before it expires, but also we have tires, what's what we got? We got a lot, a lot,
a lot.
That's what we got,
and we got a lot, a lot.
If you want it and we got it, well then you can buy it. So that's what we do at the Costco.
If you want a tub of tampons, we've got ammo.
Uh-huh.
You could also get sausages or a little white sample.
Uh-huh.
There are people here who cut food with scissors. And also you can and buy a drum of scissors.
If you want to buy a flash drive, but just one kind. If you don't want any choices, then Costco is sublime.
It doesn't make sense.
Got the lowest prices, but only on one brand. That's how we get those savings into your hand.
We got it, and we got a lot.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot.
We got it, and we got a lot. If you want it, we got it, but you gotta get a lot. So that's how we got it, the Costco.
We got it, the Costco.
We got more than you can ever understand. And we also have our own brand, Kirkland.
All right, everyone, take holidays off. We let everyone have holidays off, and we're
also our hot dogs are so good.
They're so good. They were better when they were Hebrew National, but they're still good.
They're still good. My doctor says that I'm low on calcium because all I eat are Costco hot dogs.
I mean, $1.50 for this dog and a drink.
And a drink? Are you kidding me?
It's like going back in time.
Are you kidding me? Also, hot tip,
you can get that without a Costco membership.
Yeah, if the food court's outside. Some cities it's inside, so you need the Costco membership to actually get
in
the building.
Hey, that hot dog's still available to the bold.
Oh, hey, look, there's a red balloon going over our store.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a sad but uplifting image.
Anyway, I'm just saying everyone here at the Party City is doing a great job, and don't worry about the fact that we don't pay as much as you would pay when you were at Costco.
We're so happy to have you. And may I say, your Kirkland jeans fit great.
Oh, people coming in. Everyone ready? One,
welcome,
two, three.
Welcome to the Party City!
In the city for parties!
Can you please go back outside? We need to talk about this.
We would love to try that again
if
you don't mind.
Back outside. That was chaos very quick. Oh, guys, okay, what are we saying?
I think we scared them, guys.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I got too excited. I did not wait for the 1, 2, 3, and I started adding a city of parties.
It's okay.
Jeanette, you have a witch hat on. That was really scary.
I gotta get rid of this witch hat.
The witch hat, it's good. We're all gonna say one, two, three. Yes, I'm sure. Let's all put on witch hats.
Okay.
I'll put on the baseball cap that looks like an owl.
Yeah.
Okay, you put on these glasses that make you look like an old woman.
And this red wig.
These glasses only sit on the very tip of my nose. They weigh 5 pounds.
It's okay. So we're going to say 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to the Party City.
The city that's parties.
The cities that parties? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, there's more than one location.
They're coming back. One, two, three.
Welcome to Party City.
The glasses fell off. Please go back outside. Go back outside again. We need a do-over.
Your hat tipped in front of your head.
I'm so sorry. Also, I'm so sorry. I do not want to put this on you, Dieter, but the way you said one sounded like welcome.
Both times.
That's okay. No, fair.
So maybe we should count down.
Okay, we'll go three, two, one.
Welcome to the Party City.
The city that parties. Where's my hat?
My glasses.
Where's my hat? My glasses. Okay, here they come. Three, two, one.
Welcome to the Party City.
Fuck! That was your old life.
I do not think there are any clues here.
Look, there's a bell. I see it. It is over the Costco over there.
Oh.
Quick, into this Costco very quickly.
Goodbye, Party City. We will never come again.
We're so sorry. It's chaos in here.
Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh. We're so sorry. I'll never forgive myself.
Maybe we'll throw you a My Condolences party one day. We have the plates.
We have them. They're gone.
Hi, welcome to Costco. Can I help you?
Oh,
can I just
yes.
see your membership, please?
Oh, sacré bleu. I do not have a membership. Jacques, do you have a membership?
I do not have a membership.
Mary, do you have a membership?
I use my mother's.
Oh, no. What are we to do?
Don't worry. We have one.
Oh, my God. This is Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
And Trent.
And Trent Olsen, older brother.
And we would be happy.
So they're with you?
They're with us.
Well, come right on in. Let me know if we could do anything at all for you.
Good to see you again, Mark. As always, the Costco's looking beautiful today.
Thanks. Thank you, Trent. We try really, really hard. It's great to have you back in Paris.
Now, you guys, since me and Ashley have some experience solving mysteries before, I'm going to go ahead and say the best plan of action is for us to Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. That's how we'll be sure. If we divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer. Split up so you can be sure. When you divide and conquer.
Well, I will go with Mary Kay to where they have the chips. And while looking for the balloon, we will pick up a 12-pack of garlic dip.
And I will go with Ashley into electronic area. That is the way we know that we could see if the balloon is there.
Or, hold on, that would leave Trent with Marie.
Oui?
Yes. We could just leave Trent with Marie.
Okay, Trent and Marie, you two go together. You go to the place where they have all weather patio furniture. Trent and Marie will have to divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Trent and Marie don't fall in love, to be sure.
Please don't fall in love,
Trent. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer.
And that is the way we will find that balloon, and that's for sure. Divide and conquer. Ashley, we shall go over here and say,
okay.
Hey, how can this flat screen be such a reasonable price?
And Mary Kate, we will go over here and say, oh, so many brands of chips and also big bags that have many brands of smaller bags of chips within them.
Hi, welcome to the patio area. We have this gazebo and you could sit under it and we have it up with some twinkle lights so you could see like the effect you could get.
Thank you very much. It's quite beautiful. Standing inside of this gazebo makes me feel romantic.
Oh, good. That's why we set it up. Okay, I have to go cut up some quiches. Let me know if you have any questions.
Go cut the quiches. Thank you. Wow, Trent. Don't you think the slats on this gazebo just make you want to carve a notch deep inside of the cork wood that they use?
Yeah, totally.
I love love, yes, I love love, I love love. I've been with one guy for too many years and he puts a tear in my eye, but I love love. I think my relationship was going to end very soon. You see, it's hard to converse and hug a balloon. He doesn't say much, he doesn't like films, and he does not cater to my French whims. I love love.
Would you like to sample this smoothie? I only have the one straw.
Oh.
But I'll give it to both of you, 'cause I like what I saw. You love love.
Love love. Love love. Love love.
Two people, one straw.
Love love. Love love.
Oh, that doesn't work. You gotta put one end in the cup. I'll give you a second straw, because I like what I saw, but that just makes more sense.
Hey, Deb, I like that your smoothies are ample.
Thank you.
But I think I can give these two a sexier sample.
Ooh.
Would would you like this big plate of spaghetti and meatballs? Ooh. Because I like what I saw. Love, love. Love, love.
You got some sauce love, on your face, love. Marie.
This is the night.
We have love.
Such a beautiful.
Maybe you could take it off
with your love, lips. Love. And they call
that would be weird.
Belle noche.
Ah, it's so cold. Don't you think, Trent?
It's a controlled indoor environment, so not really.
Maybe we should go see what the others are doing.
Ashley, I have found a clue here by the bag of chips.
I'm Mary-Kate.
Well, you are, shouldn't be.
Yes.
Oh, well, you're Mary-Kate.
I'm Mary-Kate.
I can't tell you apart, even now. Oh. It's always a thing. I always loved both of you so very much, but
I'm
I could never tell.
Mary-Kate, and we have really grown to look different.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't followed much of what you're doing in your adult life.
Well, I'm married to an older Frenchman. That's a fun fact about
me.
Oh,
you had that fun wedding where everyone got cigarettes in a bowl.
That's right. Anyway, what'd you find?
I really wanted to tell Ashley what I found.
Oh my gosh.
It's not that I couldn't tell you. It's just I thought that was staying.
Fine, I'll get her.
Right. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Look, oh my god, sir, you know Ashley Olsen.
Yes, this is. I hate to bum you out. This is not Ashley
am
Olsen.
Mary
what?
Kate.
This is Mary Kate Olsen.
I am Mary Kate.
I am much less excited to meet Mary Kate.
It is all right. But Ashley is over in the, where did we tell Ashley to go?
She's in electronics.
Off I go to electronics
Goodbye.
To meet Ashley.
Oh, fine. I guess I will tell you, Marika, what I found.
No, I don't even want you to tell me now.
Okay.
Fine, tell me.
I found a popped remnant of a red balloon.
Oh, no.
And a note next to it that says I ended my own life to make you feel guilty and sad.
This is bleak AF.
It's very, very sad. But I'm getting the kind of impression that this balloon was a jerk who liked to make other people feel pain.
Yeah, that's really mean. Well,
oh,
I guess.
Hold on.
What?
No, this is a black balloon that is covered in red powder. I was incorrect. My mistake.
Well, it makes a lot. I mean, yeah, a black balloon, I definitely would expect to be like really sad.
A more like moody balloon.
Yeah.
I wonder what is going on with a. Ashley and the club.
I am wondering how we could even have a flat screen that is so reasonably priced.
It's so cheap. And it's like one of those curved ones, too. It's not even a flat screen. It's one of those new curvy ones.
Guys, step right up. You're not going to believe this. This is also a VR flat screen.
Whoa!
That's right. My name's Trevor, and I am a big fan of entertainment. How about you two?
Uh-huh.
Oh, tell me about the features on this TV list. Let's start with 3E. Tell me about the features on this TV. Let's start with 3E.
It's Apple TV compatible.
Whoa!
It's 60 inches wide.
Hey!
It's got pixels inside, so you don't have to worry if one blows out.
Ooh, tell me about the features on this TV. Tell me about the features on this TV. Those were great, I'd love another 3. So tell me about the features on this TV.
It comes with VR headsets. Not the red and blue kind, but the ones with shutter speed.
Whoa.
It has many capabilities, and you only need a universal remote.
Whoa! I believe we need one more.
It's black and sleek.
That was all the features of this TV. That was all the features of this TV. Oh, you told us some features, that is true. What's the deal with this TV's red balloon?
Oh,
what does this red balloon do? What's this part of the TV?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, a red balloon? That is exactly what we are looking for, Ashley.
I don't think so. I think I would remember something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, the red balloon is on the screen. That means, Ashley, will you go on this VR journey with me for a moment?
Sure.
Choo-choo.
Whoa.
Welcome.
We're in virtual reality.
This is so trivial.
What is going on? The whole Costco just went into virtual reality quickly.
Jacques, you are in here too?
Yes, I guess everyone in the Costco is. Oh, hello, Trent, Marie.
Whoa, it's like everything was in 3D before, but now it's in more 3D.
Attention, Costco. We've had a slight virtual reality breach. We will try to restore it as soon as possible. Until then, enjoy free virtual samples and low, low prices across the board. You should check out our eyewear department for prices on contacts that truly can't be beat.
Wow, they are right. They both contacts is one of the perfect things you can get at Costco.
And also, print headshots there if you have the file for your computer and are looking to do it on the cheap.
Hey, guys, look at your hand. It's like your hand, but like more your hand.
Whoa, there are so many pixels in my hand. It's like more of my hand.
Wait, move your hand away from your face and it goes away. Yeah, and now move your hand closer to your face.
Truly fantastic.
But that's not why I brought you here.
Red balloon!
Red balloon!
It is me, the red balloon.
Balloon Roche!
There you are, my love.
Mary, you once made my heart stop. But we can't deny that I can pop. So I will live in this other place. And you go on and you fill your heart with grace.
Okay, if that
goodbye, Marie.
Thank you for being patient with us. We have managed to restore real reality to the Costco. And as a way to make it right to you, all of our meat in the meat department is an extra 30% off.
All right. Hey, Marie, would you want to go over to the meat department with me and buy some discounted beef?
I would like that very much.
Mary, we are happy to see you find a new lease on life. Would you say that Jacques and Claude solved this crime
by dinner time?
Oh, I would say that Mary-Kate and Ashley would be very proud.
We are.
Oh, right. You're here to verify.
Well, let us go to the meat department and pick out whatever succulent cuts of meat and wish, and I will cook them for you because, as I said, I am also a fantastic cook.
And everyone, pause for a moment. Okay, I have taken a mental picture and I will spend many many days and weeks working on a portrait of this moment.
Hey, everybody!
Martine!
Le Magnifique!
That's right, Martine is here! So, you solved the mystery, huh?
We did. Sure did.
Oui.
Great, just wanted to reiterate.
Oh.
Good job.
Good job, Martine. You have truly been not very useful at all. But man, we do... What do? You reiterate, we...
Insinuate. And I want to insinuate that I think we all got a little closer to finding love on this day in Sweet Perry.
And instead of insinuating or reiterating, now it is time to celebrate!
I agree!
Did somebody say celebrate?
We are in 3, 2, 1!
Welcome to Party City!
The city that's a party!
Yes! Fix your hands! Oh, we did it!
Yay!
Oh, yes, it is true that they say Perry. It is a city of love.
City of love.
Yes, they say that the city is also a city of lights.
City of love. Day city in Paris.
La 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 la.
Party city with Trent and Marie.
La 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 la.
You're here at the Costco. There are so many things. So make no mistake, Marie. Let them eat beef and let them eat cake.
I came to Paris because I was born here.
You were born here!
And there's so many wonderful things like the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. But what they don't tell you is that in this city you find your groove. And you can party as well as love. It's a city of parties and love!
And as I fly virtually above.
Oh, look up, it is a virtual balloon.
I wish for everyone to love. Love.
Yes, it is time for me to confess my love to the woman I have always loved.
Mary Kate?
No, it is Ashley. Australia, Mary Kate.
I already have a different Frenchman.
Oh, wait, are you both married?
Oh. You can be with Ashley.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I already have a French man.
Oh, okay.
Ashley, do you want to be with this guy?
Ashley. Yeah, I do.
Well,
actually, no, I don't think I do.
Well, that's okay.
Let's start slow, though. Maybe.
Perhaps you and your brother and me can go, we can all go on double dates.
Oh, yeah, actually sounds good. Yeah, let's give it a go.
We are not brothers, even though we are both named Fantastique.
No, but my brother is Trent, so we could go on a double date with him. Oh, wait, do you want to come too? I mean, for that to happen, you would have to date me, Lizzie Olsen!
Oh, Lizzie Olsen, I would be honored to take you on a group date where we slowly get to know each other.
Ooh, okay, I'm Scarlet Witch.
Great, here's my promise to you. Every day, I'll try to find a reason to party. Every day,
I will try to find a reason to party.
Every day, I'll try to find a reason to party.
And be fresh and be free, like a balloon. After stuff.
Boy, I hope it's a Lisa mattress.
I hope it's a Lisa mattress. If it's not, we just gave it away for free.
Bye. For now.
Dun 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 dun.
Bitch Sesh is back this week with new weekly bonus episodes available exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Lucy Wilson and Daniel Schneider love the Real Housewives. They're sharing that excitement with you on Bitch Sesh.
Listen in to hear the ladies dish on the season's wildest moments, answer all your burning housewives questions, and bring on some super special guests that you won't hear on the regular episodes.
Don't be tardy for the party. Listen to the new Bitch Sesh bonus episodes now on Stitcher Premium.
Zach, can you tell me what you think Don't Be Tardy for the Party is a reference to?
Yeah, man. Like, the party's happening, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be late to the party.
Uh-huh.
That's what tardy means.
Uh-huh.
So I assume Cardi B... Is it not about don't be late to the party?
Well, it is, but like specifically in the Housewives universe.
Oh, okay. Yes. I think there was Real Housewives Teachers Edition. So they were all school teachers at one time. Someone was like, well, teachers, you can't be tardy to school. So don't be tardy to the party that we're having at school. And they all got detention and got drunk in the teacher's
lounge.
That
is correct.
That's right. That's why I don't need to watch.
It was a housewife who made a single, but that's it. She made a single.
It's very
good. Don't be tardy for the party.
You want to know about...
There's a different one who also had a single, the Countess, who had a single that was, money can't buy you class.
And you can't buy you class or a class?
You class.
Oh, because money could definitely get you a class.
That's right. Go to StitcherPremium.com/housewives and use the promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You want to listen to real people that know what they're talking about, not me. Go listen to this. That's StitcherPremium.com/housewives and promo code OFFBOOK. They should do one where everyone is a teacher.
Money can't buy you class.
But it can buy you classes to cook.
Yay!
Yay, Kelly.
Welcome, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to the back to the... We messed it up.
I mean, truly, that was what was legitimately happening to me in that scene.
It was all
like,
three of us looking at each other and trying to say the same thing.
No, that one and welcome sound...
Welcome to the party.
Welcome
city.
To the party, yeah.
Yeah.
Gilly, you're such a treat. What
so
a joy.
Great.
You're a treat. God, that was cool.
What a good and fun time with friends.
Oh, man. Just good. That's all this podcast is trying to be, guys. Good and fun
good
time.
Good and fun time with
room.
Oh, my gosh.
We had some fights about whether or not James is a Olsen sibling. I contest that he is not, but I also haven't looked it up to figure out that he is or is not. Because we know that there's a company called, what's it called, Gilly?
Elizabeth and James.
Elizabeth and
is
James.
Is one of their clothing lines.
So, and Lizzie,
I,
yeah.
Look, I used to stock these women. I love them so much. And I am just preparing myself to maybe be wrong and to not let that upset me for the rest of the week.
Mm.
Because that doesn't have to be part of my personality. Knowing stuff about the Olsen twins, that's not important now.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it don't matter. We're going to do a segment that we love to call
New Phone Who Dis. So we just need a text message, Gilly, incoming or outgoing.
You got it. This was a text I received. One of my friend's moms was in that cult.
Oh, shit. Awesome. Someone's watching Wild Wild Country.
You nailed it, Jessica. What, do you have my Netflix password or something?
Welcome to my cult. This is the place where we all pray. We get into this white building with our white shoes, and every day we pray to a god, Cthulhu. Good for me, good for you. This is my cult for the underlord, and we pray to him, and we're never born.
So, yeah, that is a cult that my mom to. Can you believe it? My mom belonged. Can you believe it? My mom belonged. One day I was asking mom to tell me about her youth. She said, sit down, little girl. Are you ready? I'm about to spit some truth. I sat in a building covered in white. I did that every day and night, and I swept the floor until I could eat, and I thought it was cool, a cool way to be. And I said, mom, that sounds lame. How could you ever get down with that game? And she said, you know it's compelling, this story that I'm telling. Maybe we should break it apart. I'm gonna have to tell it in six parts.
Six parts.
One.
Part
this
one.
This old guy wanted some sweet and sexy honeys.
Okay.
Two. He demanded if you join, you give him all your monies. Okay.
Three.
If you want to join, you got to wear a long white robe.
Hell yeah.
Four. If you want to be a member, you leave all your old life alone.
Five.
We dug lots of holes. We went down underground.
Six.
We only listened to the music of wind chimes. That was our only sound. This is a cult that my mom belongs to. This is a cult that my mom belongs to. This is a cult that my mom belongs to.
This is the cult that my mom belongs to. Yeah, every day, my mom's doing weird shit every way. She's like, now I drink Flavorade, and I only drink it, and the price is paid for me. Someone gave it to me, and they also gave me these Nikes. And don't worry, we're gonna get out of here real quick. Just drink this clear liquid, get into it. Don't even worry, ain't no shit better than this. This is God, this is how we live forever. Todd! Todd's coming too. Todd is my best friend. I got into a cult with Todd, just me and Todd. At it again, moms and Todds, Todds and moms, going to a building, setting bombs. This is a cult where we bomb a building. Don't worry, ain't no thing.
My mom told me all this and she broke it down for me like it was straight up in a sonnet. And then she told me about how she left when they were not picked up by aliens that live behind a comet. Then she went on to a normal life. She became a straight up mom and a loyal wife. But this cult, it haunts her dreams, because not everything is always what it seems. Yo, that's the cult and my mom belong to. That's the cult and my mom belong to. That's the cult and my mom belong to. That's the cult that my mom belong to.
Watch your moms. Moms be into some weird shit. If you let them go off on their own, keep them right.
Keep your moms close and your moms even closer.
Your moms close and your moms closer.
That's right. Shout out to moms. Gilly!
Jess Attack!
What should the good people know besides you're amazing and they should, if you live in the LA area, you should definitely come see We're Gross.
It's very
Gilly's
very
late night talk show that is the funniest show of all time. Best, most uplifting.
Yeah,
oh, that's so
most perfect thing.
It's all that's those. Nice. Where can the people find you?
They can find me at Time to Get Gill. It's a terrible handle. That's T-I-M-E, the number 2, G-I-L-L-L. It's a pun on the Beastie Boy.
It's great. You
know
what? You can't also change it. There's no way to change it.
Also, you're so chill that it, you know, feels right.
It's always time to get Gill, yeah. I suppose.
Guys, give it up for yourselves for listening. Give it up for Gilly for being here. Give it up for Scott Passarella.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the Facebook group.
And as we say every day, if you think you're in VR,
then you probably
VR.
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here, host of Comedy Bang Bang, and thanks for listening to this show. And I want to tell you, I have a great episode of my show, Comedy Bang Bang, floating around out there in the internet. Our good friend John Hamm, the madman himself, he's out talking about his new movie, Beirut. And we have Paul F. Tompkins and Jess McKenna and Zach Reno from the Off Book podcast. It was a really fun time, and it's a good episode. So go check it out. You can subscribe to Comedy Bang Bang on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever, honestly, you want to. I'm not here to tell you where to do it. Or I guess I just did. Anyway, Comedy Bang Bang, John Hamm this week. Check it out. Ha 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 ha.